Welcome to the Book of Mormon podcast. My name's Kyle, and I'm just a guy who really enjoys reading the Book of Mormon. As we journey through the text together, I'll do my best to help you stay on top of all the characters and storylines that are going on. But if you have any doctrinal or historical questions, you can get those answered in real time by reaching out on mormon.org/chat. Gonna read 2 Nephi chapters 13 and 14 today. This is part of a very large quotation from Isaiah that Nephi is giving us. It's been going on for a couple chapters, and it'll go on for more chapters after this section today. The chapter before this, chapter 12, ended with a prophecy of the end times with lots of scary, sort of harrowing things going on. That's going to continue in today's reading as well. So chapter 13, verse 1. For behold, the Lord of hosts, doth take away from Jerusalem and from Judah the stay and the staff, the whole staff of bread and the whole stay of water, the mighty man and the man of war, the judge and the prophet and the prudent and the ancient, the captain of 50 and the honorable man and the counselor and the cunning artificer and the eloquent orator. And I will give children unto them to be their princes, and babes shall rule over them. So all the leaders are gone. I don't know if they're dead or if they ran away or what happened, but sort of a recurring theme throughout what we're reading today is that there is nobody to lead the people of Israel. Verse 5, and the people shall be oppressed, every one by another, and every one by his neighbor, and the child shall behave himself proudly against the ancient, and the base against the honorable. When a man shall take hold of his brother of the house of his father, and shall say, thou hast clothing, be thou our ruler, and let not this ruin come under thy hand. In that day shall he swear, saying, I will not be a healer, for in my house there is neither bread nor clothing. Make me not a ruler of the people. So here, you know, people are going to be grabbing their brothers and saying, hey, you have clothes. How about you be in charge of us? And they're going to be like, no, I don't have anything. I shouldn't be the ruler. So that's not a great state to be in. Verse 8, for Jerusalem is ruined, and Judah is fallen, because their tongues and their doings have been against the Lord to provoke the eyes of his glory. The show of their countenance doth witness against them, and doth declare their sin to be even as Sodom, and they cannot hide it. Woe unto their souls, for they have rewarded evil unto themselves. Say unto the righteous that it is well with them, for they shall eat the fruit of their doings. Woe unto the wicked, for they shall perish, for the reward of their hand shall be upon them. So this is just a little bit about justice, I guess, and that bit in verse 9, the show of their countenance doth witness against them, makes me think sin is a secret that can't be kept. If you're rotten inside, that's going to show on your face, I guess is the message here. So just repent and move forward. Verse 12. And my people, children are their oppressors, and women rule over them. O my people, they who lead thee cause thee to err and destroy the way of thy paths. The Lord standeth up to plead and standeth to judge the people. The Lord will enter into judgment with the ancients of his people and the princes thereof. For ye have eaten up the vineyard and the spoil of the poor in your houses. What mean ye? Ye beat my people to pieces and grind the faces of the poor, saith the Lord God of hosts. So it doesn't seem to be everybody who's wicked. It just seems to be the leadership and a few key people have led everyone astray and have really brutalized the poor, it sounds like, and now they're all in trouble. Verse 16, moreover, the Lord saith, because the daughters of Zion are haughty, and walk with stretched forth necks and wanton eyes, walking and mincing as they go, and making a tinkling with their feet, therefore the Lord will smite with a scab the crown of the head of the daughters of Zion, and the Lord will discover their secret parts. In that day the Lord will take away the bravery of their tinkling ornaments and calls and round tires like the moon, the chains and the bracelets and the mufflers, the bonnets and the ornaments of the legs and the headbands and the tablets and the earrings, the rings and nose jewels, the changeable suits of apparel, the mantles and the wimples and the crisping pins, the glasses and the fine linen and hoods and the veils. And it shall come to pass, instead of sweet smell, there shall be stink, and instead of a girdle, a rent. And instead of well-set hair, baldness. And instead of a stomacher, a girding of sackcloth, burning instead of beauty. Thy men shall fall by the sword, and thy mighty in war. And her gates shall lament and mourn, and she shall be desolate, and shall sit upon the ground. So that's the end of that cheery chapter. Let's continue right on into chapter 14. And in that day, seven women shall take hold of one man, saying, we will eat our own bread, and wear our own apparel. Only let us be called by thy name, and take away our reproach. In that day shall the branch of the Lord be beautiful and glorious, the fruit of the earth excellent and comely to them that are escaped of Israel. And it shall come to pass, they that are left in Zion and remain in Jerusalem shall be called holy, every one that is written among the living in Jerusalem. When the Lord shall have washed away the filth of the daughters of Zion, and shall have purged the blood of Jerusalem from the midst thereof by the spirit of judgment and by the spirit of burning. And the Lord will create upon every dwelling place of Mount Zion, and upon her assemblies, a cloud and smoke by day, and the shining of a flaming fire by night. For upon all the glory of Zion shall be a defense. And there shall be a tabernacle for a shadow in the daytime from the heat, and for a place of refuge and a covert from storm and from rain. And that's all there is to that chapter. So it sounds like those who make it through all the horrible stuff we've just read about are going to have it pretty good, and God is going to bless them. That's the end of today's reading. Next time, we're going to continue on with more Isaiah.